Let no house be divided. May we find always common ground. Amen. Our gospel today, for me, is about how to respectfully disagree without resorting to hurtful name-calling and violence. And it is about how we think about family. I may meander, but stay with me. Many of us have grown up with siblings, or perhaps even our own children have had the moments in the car, or anywhere really, where they are arguing with one another about, well, nearly anything. You're in my space. Your leg is on my part of the car seat. Move over. Don't touch me. Stop looking at me. Give it back. You're being mean. Mom, he won't leave me alone. Dad, tell her to stop it. This is all normal stuff. Normal stuff about figuring out our boundaries. What kind of space and how much space do we need to feel comfortable? What do we need to feel secure? Boundaries are good things. We need them. Boundaries help us be distinct while maintaining closeness with others in a healthy way. Also, these exchanges teach us how to problem solve. And these exchanges help us to figure out how to disagree respectfully with others about things that are important to us, with people we love, and with people we may not like very much. So here's Jesus and a really large crowd that has been gathering. This crowd would have been filled with people who were excited to hear what he was saying, and a whole lot of people who didn't like what he was saying at all. Some of the people have come a very long way to share with Jesus just how angry they are with him. And the crowd is beginning to use dehumanizing language and images. The crowd is starting to turn into an angry mob. In Bill Bishop's book, The Big Sort, he wrote, "As people seek out the social settings they prefer, as they choose the group that makes them feel the most comfortable, the nation grows more politically segregated. And the benefit that ought to come with having a variety of opinions is lost to the righteousness that is the special entitlement of homogeneous groups. We all live with the results. Balkanized communities whose inhabitants find other Americans to be culturally incomprehensible. A growing intolerance for political differences that has made national consensus impossible. And politics so polarized that Congress is stymied and elections are no longer just contests over policies, but bitter choices between ways of life." Bill Bishop wrote this in 2009, and it hasn't gotten any better. Now, Jesus is trying to have a discourse with the crowd that is pressing in on him and his disciples. But what Jesus is saying is so radical for many of them that he is being accused of having lost his mind. And Jesus' family is frightened for him because the crowd and the authorities are calling him pure evil, calling him sinister, accusing him of demonic powers. So Jesus responds to the crowd. And he's trying to have a rational dialogue with an emotional crowd. And Jesus is using a parable to infuse logic into the conversation and to diffuse the emotions. He's trying to have a civil discourse where he's able to disagree with the crowd and even his family without being disrespectful. Jesus is trying to find common ground as the starting point. He's trying to stay present in the conversation, even in the midst of some deep-rooted and fierce disagreeing. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand, he tells us. Now back to family and belonging. So here Jesus is sitting in the middle of an angry crowd. His family is outside, desperate. They want him to come outside, to leave the conversation he is having, to stop saying the things he is saying. They are afraid, but Jesus is not. I like to think he was filled with hope, that Jesus had this moment of, oh, maybe, just maybe, this will change the discourse. Maybe this will reach their hearts. Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he says, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus is trying to remind everyone gathered around that we all belong to God. This is what can and should connect us to one another. God loves each one of us. God asks us to take care of one another, love one another, to remember that we need one another. We all belong to God. This is what makes us family. Our strength and courage to make the world a better place comes from being a community and loving one another like we all belonged to each other. Amen.